My friends, with all the insanity we're seeing in public schools right now, the question is, are there other alternatives? Well, there is the Teach Coalition, which is a nonprofit organization that advocates for equitable government funding and resources for non-public schools. Wouldn't that be nice if here in Washington we could get vouchers so that our tax dollars didn't have to go to failing public schools like the ones in Seattle that are about to close 20 elementary schools? Well, the Teach Coalition is supporting a lawsuit, Loffman versus California Department of Education, which aims to overturn a discriminatory California law that states that funding for students with disabilities cannot go towards religious private schools. Joining us now on the KVI studio line, senior legal advisor for the Teach Coalition, Michael Helfand. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. So tell us what this lawsuit, what's at the root of this lawsuit?
The root of this lawsuit is that California hasn't joined the 21st century and abided by the Supreme Court's various rulings in the last couple of years that clearly state if a government has some sort of benefit or program or activity available to lots and lots of private institutions, it cannot exclude religious institutions from those benefits. The consequences of those kinds of rules are pretty significant. Ultimately, when you exclude religion from being able to be a certain kind of school or be a certain kind of institution, it means individuals and families ultimately end up getting the shaft.
Right, because as I understand it, Congress shall make no law regarding established religion. It doesn't mean that you can't support religion. It means you can't make a law against religion. It seems that's exactly what this thing does.
Yeah, 100%. This is no longer about separation of church and state. The Supreme Court has been completely clear about that for quite some time. Here we're just talking about, as you said, equitable funding for religious schools. If all private schools can get a certain kind of benefit or a certain kind of money, what that means is religious schools have to be able to get that also. And in this case, you can become a private state-certified special needs school. There are lots of different kinds of private special needs schools, but California has a rule that says everyone can become a state-certified special needs school unless you're a religious school.
Now, this should be an open and shut case, given the fact that other states have money going towards religious schools, have money going to private schools, have vouchers. Is it just that California sees the writing on the wall that if this happens, they're going to lose a ton of funding, they're going to lose a ton of students, and they don't know what to do with themselves?
I wish I could tell you. I mean, we had oral argument in the case a couple of weeks ago before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. One of the judges even expressed that he didn't understand why California was continuing to defend this law. I don't know why it is. You know, sometimes when you have a system and you have rules in place, you hold on to your rules. I can't tell you what they're ultimately worried about. I don't think there's a ton of funding at stake. Sometimes, you know, if you're a bureaucrat, you like your rules and you keep your rules. And for a long time, you know, there was a period of time where the Supreme Court said, any kind of money that goes to religion violates the Establishment Clause, violates separation of church and state. And a lot of governments have gotten used to that rule. And the reality is, you know, lawsuits like this hopefully will educate government that the rules have changed. This isn't a problem of separation of church and state. You can treat religion equally and not offend the Constitution.
So looking at this case, I mean, you're also a professor at Pepperdine University. And looking at this, we have private colleges that also get money from the federal government. We have religious colleges that get money from the federal government. I don't really know what they're basing their case on, because I'm looking at this thing and just saying, I don't know how they think they have a case.
You know, I think to understand it, it really goes back to what I said a moment ago. You know, for, let's say, 50 years, the Supreme Court, in many, many rulings, expressed this idea that no aid can go to religion. And during that time period, states across the country, anytime they developed a program, a government funding program, they had as if a stamp that said, but not for religion. And so you have tens of thousands of laws across the country that have these religious exceptions. Everyone gets, unless you're religious. And I think at a point, you know, government gets used to that. They get used to a certain way of operating. And then when kind of push comes to shove, you know, it takes time to learn a new thing. And, you know, part of the Teach Coalition's commitment to these kinds of lawsuits, to really trying to support people in their attempts to fight government religious discrimination when it comes to government funding, it's a re-education program. It's like, we've updated how we understand the Constitution. You have to be neutral. You have to treat religion maybe not better, but not worse than everybody else. And hopefully, if the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rules in our favor, it'll be another opportunity to express that to government.
Michael Helfand, Senior Legal Advisor for the Teach Coalition. This is a very important case. I'm looking forward to the results. Please keep us updated, and we'd love to have you back on the show when we find out which way the Ninth Circuit rules.
Happy to join you again. Thanks for having me here today.
Always a pleasure.